Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, February the 28th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. 37 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Last day of the month of February. March 1st tomorrow. Can you imagine that? You know, we made it through the month of February. I think I can safely say now without any real bad or even mild weather conditions. So I don't know what that'll mean for March and April, but February, January went by pretty easily. I don't know if the groundhogs were right on February the 2nd. We're getting pretty close. Well, we've got a lot to do here this morning. Now, yesterday, if you were listening in hour number two, we were trying to give away a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco and a Del Taco Beanie. Well, we had so many phone calls that the lines crashed out twice. And when we get too many phone calls, as the people from the phone company have told me, the whole internet line goes down, which causes us to lose connection, which causes the phone lines to go down. Well, that happened twice yesterday because we were getting so many calls between 9 and 10. So, I called the phone company again last night, and as it turns out, I think I might have the problem fixed. And also, you'll notice, when I'm doing a show from the home office, if I'm on the line with somebody, you'll hear a beeping that somebody else is trying to call in. Well, all that should be fixed now. You should not hear a beeping when somebody else is calling in. And if you call in and somebody else is on the line, it should ring busy, which should eliminate the problem of the calls backing up so much that it causes us to lose connection. But we'll see how that goes as the morning goes on, because this will be the trial run for that today. Now, let's see here. Well, we had the big story yesterday. Last night was supposed to be the hearing for Bill Collins' chances of staying on the ballot as mayor of Marion. Now, I'm going to give you a little background. If you're tuning in for the first time or don't know this whole story, what had happened was a Democratic committeeman, Christian Dunston, had turned in a petition, a protest, saying that Bill Collins should not be allowed to run for mayor of Marion because he is currently the chief deputy sheriff and he deals with the financials for the sheriff's department, which Bill Collins did admit to in a Marion Star article. He said he helped with the budget for the sheriff's department, not police department. So that's what happened. So there was a hearing set to happen last night to see if Bill Collins could remain on the ballot for mayor in the May primary against Sue McGowan, and then in the Maine, if he would win there, against Glenn Coble in the Maine election. Now, it's not been reported anywhere but here what happened, because the Marion Star was there, but everything's a delay in the Marion Star now. Not the Marion Star's fault, it's just the way the printing goes. So here's what happened last night. I was there, front row, firsthand. I can tell you what happened. Before the hearing ever got underway, Tom Frericks, who was acting as Bill Collins' attorney, stood up and cited an Ohio revised code statute saying that a protest can only be brought about by a member of the same party as the person they're bringing the protest against. Bill Collins is running as a Republican, and Christian Dunstan is a registered Democrat. So, Mr. Frerichs asked that the whole thing be tossed out without a hearing. Christian Dunstan was there. They went to him, and he did say he gave his address. He did say he was a Democrat. And at that point, he withdrew his petition. So Bill Collins remains on the ballot for mayor of Marion in the May primary. Now, here's the confusion of it all. And I don't think we really got a good answer on this last night. Once the primary is over in May, let's say Bill Collins should defeat Sue McGowan, then it would be Bill Collins versus Glenn Coble in the fall. Mr. Dunstan was asking, could he file the protest then? Because then it would be a main election. See, one of the reasons Mr. Dunstan was not allowed to file this protest, he can't vote in the primary because he's not a Republican. He can't vote for Bill Collins or Sue McGowan. And there is no Democratic primary on the mayoral side. So that was the problem last night. But once the primary is over in May, then he can vote in the main election because he will be one of the electors. So the question is, can you file a protest once the primary is over in May? And Mr. Dunstan really did not let us know if he was going to do that or not. It was a little confusing last night. They did ask him some questions. And one of those questions was he going to try this again once the primary was over? And he really did not give a good answer on that. They also asked him if he was aware of this statute that you cannot file a protest against somebody who is not in your party for a primary. And he said he was aware of it. And they said, well, if you were aware of it, why did you file the protest? And he really did not have an answer for that. So I'm not sure what's going on there. One thing we know for sure is that Bill Collins will remain on the ballot for the primary in May. And then after that, I really don't know. I do know that, there was no hearing last night. Let's put it that way. It never got that far because before the hearing ever started, Mr. Frerichs asked that it be dismissed. And then Mr. Dunstan eventually withdrew his whole protest. Because when they cited the statute to him that he had to be a member of the same party, he just pulled his protest completely. So where it goes from here, we don't know. We know that Bill will be on the primary in May against Sue McGowan. And then beyond that, I don't really know at this point. So, before we get to anything else this morning, I have two short interviews that I taped last night while I was there. And you're hearing these first here this morning on WGH Talk. Now, I was sitting right in front of Bill Collins last night when this was all going down. And when it was over, once the decision had been made that Bill would be able to stay on the ballot, I got to speak with Bill Collins only for about a minute. But here's the interview last night with former chief of police and current chief deputy sheriff Bill Collins after it was decided that he would stay on the ballot for mayor for the Republican primary in May. Here with Bill Collins, the Republican nominee, one of the Republican nominees for the May primary here in Marion for mayor. The board has just decided that the petition to remove him from the election, remove him from the ballot, has been rejected because the person bringing the petition is not a member of the same party. And that's why it shook down here in about 12 minutes. Bill, how do you feel?
Relieved, ready to get on the campaign trail now and move ahead.
Why do you think this was brought? Do you feel there was any intent in any way?
I never try to judge somebody else's intent. I mean, it was brought, it was an error, and that's where we stood. So,
do you think that once the primary is over, that there could be another protest brought?
I think it would end with the same result as this one did today, if there was one brought. There was more than one fatal error that was for today's that we would have gotten into further if we needed to, but that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, there you go. That is Bill Collins last night, immediately following the hearing that was to be, in which Mr. Dunstan withdrew his protest against Mr. Collins to try to remove him from the ballot for mayor of the city of Marion. Now, Glenn Coble was there at the meeting last night as well, and I had a chance to speak with Glenn for about 7 minutes to talk with him about what he thought about this whole situation. So we're going to play that interview with Glenn Coble that I did last night, and we'll come back in about 7 minutes and talk about this all, and also get into the games here this morning. Here's Glenn Coble from last night at the hearing that was to be to remove Bill Collins from the ballot for mayor of Marion. Scott Spears here with Glenn Coble, the Democrat, sole Democrat nominee for mayor of Marion this coming November. We just attended the hearing for Welcome Bill Collins, one of the Republican nominees in the May primary here in Marion for mayor, and the board has dismissed the petition to remove Mr. Collins from the ballot because the person bringing the petition was not of the same party as Mr. Collins. Glenn, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I appreciated that the gentleman that had brought the idea forward admitted that he was not a Republican, so therefore he removed his petition. That doesn't mean that the same thing won't happen again if Mr. Collins happens to win the primary, which is probably more likely than not.
So you feel that it's more likely than not that this could happen again if Mr. Collins does win the primary?
I have no idea. I kind of approached the gentleman and didn't get an answer that I can respond to. So, yeah, I would just say we're going to have to wait and find out.
You know, we had talked about this when you came on the radio with me a couple weeks ago, that something like this might happen. Do you think there was any intent behind it? I think one of the reasons the statute exists is so somebody from the other party cannot torpedo somebody from an existing party or another party in a primary.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, also the reason why this statute, I believe, was brought forward is because they didn't want people who would continue to be in their position, in this particular position, a very influential position. They didn't want them swaying the vote by twisting arms and that sort of thing. And I think that's kind of what the idea was in the protest.
Do you have a worry that because of Mr. Collins' position here in Marion, which is why this protest was brought, that he will have an advantage in the upcoming election?
Oh, I think anybody that thinks opposite that is not got their eyes open. He got well over 100 signatures without trying. I struggled to make the number of signatures I had to. And you know that came from, there is some influence. I'm not saying it's wrongful influence. I'm not saying he's forcing anybody to do anything. But I worked with major athletes for 18 years, and it's amazing how much influence a major athlete can put on just a guy that wants to say I know him, and as opposed to one of my scrubs who people didn't even pay attention to. So it's kind of that.
You know, it was very interesting when Mr. Dunstan was questioned on this. He was aware, he said, that the statute existed, and when asked why he would bring that petition, even though he was aware that he was of a different party, he really had no answer. We've talked about the disarray in the Democratic Party in Marion. The mayor has talked about the disarray in the Democratic Party in Marion. Do you think this was a blunder by the Democratic Party here in Marion?
Well, I'm not sure the Democratic Party should be held responsible for it. He is a Democrat, but he is on the council. But I'm not sure that it should be, any blame should be placed. This is a completely separate thing. What the question is should he been allowed to run in the first place with this august body here that determines whether you're allowed to run or not? And they said yes, without taking this into consideration.
You know, the actual issues that were going to be brought up here today were never brought up because Mr. Dunstan was a member of the opposite party. Mm-hmm. Do you think a Republican might come forward before May? Because if they did, it would go forward.
I would highly doubt that, yeah.
So based on this, do you think this is dead in the water at this point, as we would say?
No.
This issue of Bill being in his position.
I know what you meant. Yeah. I think once the primary is over, somebody may say, okay, now let's talk about this.
Would you support that?
I hope I can win on my own merits. I'm going to leave it at that.
Would you say to somebody, don't do that? I want to take this on my own merits, whoever wins that primary.
I don't think I would say either way to a person, because if I tell them don't do that, I have no right to say that, just like I have no right to say to do it. It doesn't bother me if they do it. It doesn't bother me if they don't.
It's very interesting. Final question here, because this was a front page story in the Star last week. Obviously, we're here covering it today. The Star was here. This is going to be another story, and this is going to be, I don't know what the headline will read, but the story is going to be petition brought by a Democrat rejected without even a hearing, and Collins will stay on the ballot. It's giving Mr. Collins a lot of press. Sure. That he would not have, and that's why I say, is this a blunder by the Democratic Party? Because we spent about 12 minutes here on what was really not even a hearing.
Well, along with Mr. Householder, the Republican Party is getting an awful lot of publicity right now. And along with a few of our local Republicans, there's plenty of publicity to go around. And if you were Mr. Trump, you'd say any publicity is good publicity. I don't know. I'm just here to run on the fact that I think we need to have a choice. The state of Ohio, the city of Marion, has become so Republican that we need a choice. We need somebody to be able to say, yeah, I think he would be better at it. Not, yeah, he's a D or he's an R. That's what I think.
Well, it's going to be interesting when November comes up. Oh, what? I said that was a final question. I'm going to give you one more here.
Oh, no.
I know. One more question in. But when last we spoke, we did not know there was going to be a Republican primary. Do you think that will hurt or help the Republicans in any way that from now until November, you really don't have any election to run until November? Bill and Sue are going to have to hash this out in May.
Yeah, I think it'll help them because their names will be out more than mine. But I'm going to work at that. I'm right now trying to look for a campaign manager, and I'm also looking for a treasurer and other people like that. And there will be a little notice when I assign somebody to do that. So we've got ways to get that. I'm also looking at maybe bringing a group in to a song group. I've got a whole list of things that I called wild ideas for a campaign. Now, I've got some Democrats here in town that'll tell me I'm nuts, but I'm going to run my campaign the way I think it's right.
Do you have to have wild ideas to win in Marion as a Democrat at this point?
You have to have a little bit wild ideas to get noticed as a Democrat right now. I'm not going to try and steal $60 million to get noticed, though.
We will see what happens as time goes on. But from the hearing that was to be, remember the idea here today was that Christian Dunstan, a Democratic committee person, had filed a petition to have Bill Collins removed from the ballot. His attorney, Mr. Frerich, stood up, and there is an Ohio statute that says that in a primary, you have to be of the same party to bring that petition. Mr. Dunstan was of the Democratic Party. He was not able to bring that petition, so it was dismissed by the board, and on we go.
How many times have we heard the term doesn't have standing? I think in the last 6 years, we've probably heard that 100,000 times. And standing is very important in the law. And he does, and I think he admitted he did not have standing because he was a Democrat.
Very interesting stuff here, and we will now go on to the May primary. And there we go. That is Bill Collins and Glenn Coble from the hearing that didn't happen last night. And Bill Collins will remain on the ballot for mayor for the time being. Now, does anybody have anything to say about that? I know this is the first time a lot of people are hearing about it this morning. We're the only news outlet that's covering it at this point. So give us a buzz here if you have anything to say. There's been a lot of talk about this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I guess you could comment on the comments made by Bill Collins or Glenn Coble following that event last night. You heard the comments from Bill, and you heard the comments from Glenn. Glenn running as the Democrat, Bill running as the Republican. But phone lines are open, 37 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Do you have any feeling on how this thing all shook out in the end? Go ahead, caller.
It wasn't in today's paper, Scott, about that Mr. Collins.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. We had it up on the internet last night, so I think we're the only place reporting it last night, but that's how it all shook out.
Yeah, that Mr., I think his name is Dunston or something. If he knew that he couldn't do that and he did it, I'd never vote for him because he's a person I couldn't trust.
Well, I don't
know, you do something and stuff. I don't like that. When they asked him if he knew that he couldn't do it, he said he did. Is that how I got it?
Yes, that he would. They
no, I would not vote for him. You wouldn't want him as a lawyer. You couldn't trust him. Whatever his profession is, I would not trust him.
I'm not sure.
Getting, at my age, I'm getting very leery of people. I always take people for the word, and I've got it so many times that I'm learning at my age, almost 80. You cannot do that.
You know,
if you can't trust somebody, I don't want to bother with them. So,
you know, I'm not sure what Mr. Dunston's profession is, and I don't think he's trying to run for anything at this point.
No, but I wouldn't. That's just my opinion on him. And as far as people influence people, well, Mary Ellen Whitfield, I hate to say, they used her an awful lot for office. So, you know, they can't say stuff like that. They really do. If somebody's a basketball player or something and you're great friends with them, well, they use them. That helps them. And I know Mary Ellen, everybody can't wait, you know, to use her because she's famous and stuff. And if you can't do it on your own merit and stuff, that's the way you have to do it. So,
well, I don't think it's necessarily who you use when you run, because people have been getting endorsements for years. The issue
that's what
was
I said.
Right, but that's not the issue that was being brought against Mr. Collins. The issue being brought against him was he is employed, a paying position, as chief deputy sheriff, and the Ohio Code, which is what got this thrown out last night, states that you cannot be a classified employee. And a classified employee would be somebody who deals with the finances. And Mr. Collins, in January, said to the Marion Star that he has helped the sheriff with the budget, which means that he does deal with the finances. Now,
yeah, I understand that, but what I don't understand, why should he be penalized and not be able to run when all, you know, like other people can? Because if he has to do with finances, he's not out picketing people and twisting their arm. Finances, nobody probably even knows what he does. I mean, probably just the sheriff would know or somebody. So to me, that's kind of, I think if you want to run and no matter what you're in, you just don't do it on company time or whatever, you know, you can run.
Well,
I think with him handling the finances, shouldn't be any different than anybody else, because when he goes and talks to people, I mean, I wouldn't even know he was over that or anything. You know, you're not going to mention, well, I do the finances, the sheriff's department, vote for me or something, you know, as long as it's not mentioned. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the problem is this. This is what, because in an election, they don't want anybody to have an unfair advantage. And if you work, like, for instance, Glenn. Glenn's retired, so he's running as he is. Sue McGowan, I don't even know if she has a job. I don't know what her position is, but certainly you would know what Bill Collins' position is because he's the chief deputy sheriff. Press releases come out from him. He's seen around town in his uniform, things of that nature. So, and he also was the police chief. So it's hard not to know what his position is. And those are not elected positions. You're appointed police chief. You're appointed chief deputy sheriff. You don't run for those positions. So that is where that whole problem lies. Now, the reason it was thrown out.
I wouldn't know him from anybody and stuff. And then Glenn, I don't know what his job was. If he was over something, a lot of people are going to know him, and he can use, well, I was, you know, the president of this and that, or I was this and that too, and stuff. But no, I mean, to him, whatever his job is, that wouldn't concern me at all.
Well, I think it does.
I
think it does a lot of people, because I think when they ran the article, we'd have to go back and check, that Bill was running for mayor, I think they said, this is the former police chief, this is the current chief deputy sheriff. Matter of fact, I'm sure they did, and Bill even mentioned in the article, hey, I help with the budget. So, you know, he certainly did talk about it.
Well, that would help him, because when you're mayor, you really don't do finances, but you know about it. But wasn't Glenn over the some kind of a credit union or something? He'd know finances, too. But, no, I mean, if anybody, Collins should know better than to use his position to tell anything, as the paper writes it. I don't know. It's very tricky to me. But
well, it's interesting,
but with
because
that guy knowing that that was wrong to do that, he could do it later. That just puts to me less credit on that party for him doing that.
Well, the question is going to be, will he do it later? You know, he really did not give a firm answer on that.
Yeah, I can almost bet you anything he'll try it later.
Well, if he does try it later, then most likely we would get to the point of, is it okay for Bill Collins to run? And that's going to be a sticky situation, because if Bill does win the primary and Sue McGowan loses, and then this petition is brought again, if Bill Collins was knocked out at that point, then Glenn would be the mayor, because there'd be nobody else on the ticket.
Yeah, it's like Mayor Sturzer. If he ran again, who would run against him? I don't care if you're really Republican, really noted. I don't think you'd win in a situation. Everybody probably knows Collins. He's born here. I don't know if Glenn was born here or not. And when you're out around the people, you know them. You trust them more, maybe. Let's just say that. You know, you're familiar with them.
Well, all four.
Glenn doesn't know that much. You know, his job. I don't know what he did and stuff, but that's where he has to get himself out there. And I don't know if they have, what do you call it, fundraisers or whatever that stuff is, and be on the air and be in the paper and that, because usually somebody does have, you know him a lot more. And the lady running with Collins, I have no idea who she is. And if you said Collins' name and did a write-up and didn't even mention him, I wouldn't know it. I mean, police department, I don't know who those people are. I know Bells, and I know, but I don't know, like the police department, I don't know who's over that. I just don't pay that much attention. If I hear the name, I kind of know. But I don't know anybody in the police department and stuff. So,
well, like
in a way, but is what I'm trying to say is, even if, no matter what his job is, if he can't run a decent, campaign, that Collins, he shouldn't be in it. And when that's what I said, when they go doing this stuff, they do every nitpicking thing they can. And you got to listen to the person running and try to get a sense of his values. And not as he, what I do is, say, Trump's Democrat, and I'm a Democrat. I mean, I'm a Republican. And Biden's a Republican. Now, which one I think was the best? Well, I would think Trump is. So I would vote Democrat. That DNR don't mean nothing to me.
Well, it does.
That's what I said. You cannot get somebody that you couldn't get their searcher to vote for a Republican, even if he knew the Democrat was the worst person in the to put in there. You cannot get these people that are really strongly into these things, and I'm not. I'm always, when I do things, I've always looked at the person. I don't care if you've got money, if you don't got money, or what. To me, and then the people that are strong Republicans and strong Democrats, you couldn't get them to change their mind. Some of them, if they kill somebody, you could not get them to change their mind. And that's where I don't get, they can't work with each other. My favorite person that I like is that that guy that was in Egypt, that Anwar Sadat or something.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember years ago, he was, and that one guy that was big, I forget what he was, from one of those Arab countries, he was willing to give, if I remember correctly, a lot of his land and stuff just to settle the fighting over there. And then the other side, you couldn't give him to give an inch. But he was willing. And I said, that, for me, of our presidents and stuff, he really stands out because they killed him, I don't know, years ago. But he was willing to give up, I guess, I don't know if they'd won it in other wars, but he was really, you know, trying to give up. And I like somebody that could work with somebody. And when, you know, you can't, sometimes I think there shouldn't be a party. You should just somehow, people should be given numbers, and you don't know who they are. But when you get the parties in there, I mean, just look what they could have done for the United States all these years if they didn't sit and bicker. Do what's best for the people, not for the party, and get all those lobbyists out of there. If they want to contact the Senate and Congress, let them do it like we do. It's not for the people. It's for the companies and the rich. It's what, you know, it is, and maybe it'll always be that way. But because I can't vote for the mayor. So to me, you know, it doesn't either way. But I never look at the party. I don't care what the party is.
Well,
I look at the person. Can they do it better than this person? And well, we want to put a woman in, or we want to put a person of color in. Well, what has an American Indian been put in? It's really their country. Maybe we should put one of them in as president and stuff and things. I mean, I get so mad about certain things, and it's like, can't you see this? But no, nobody ever says, well, we got to get a woman in. We got to get a person of color. Nobody's ever said we got to get American Indian in. We came over here and did them so terrible and stuff. Nobody. I've never heard anybody say that and stuff and things. But I don't know. I get into this stuff. And, you know, to me, I don't think we should have ever came over here, period. Nobody. Not the Germans, the Irish. Nobody should have ever come to this country. But they were, Irish were starving, I think, and all this stuff. And to me, it's the Indians' land. And wouldn't you be mad at what's been done to it? It's
well,
stuff. That's how I feel.
Just a couple points up I want to get in here with. Is that every time Mayor Schertzer ran, he ran four times, he did have a Republican running against him. And sometimes they were sitting city council members. Dr. Gilsdorf was a sitting council member. Phil Reed was a sitting council member. Kevin Norris was a sitting council member. So he did have Republicans run against him who were on city council.
Uh-huh.
He never was unopposed in a mayoral election. And also the statute that says that a classified employee cannot run as mayor while they're in that position, that was ruled on by Mike DeWine when he was attorney general, a governor, or a Republican. So it's not like that came out of the blue. That came from the current governor when he was attorney general, and he is a Republican. So I don't know that these things are all that out of the blue. Now, is Collins a classified employee? I don't know. I think that's what the hearing was supposed to show last night. But because Dunstan was a Democrat, it didn't get that far. So that hearing never happened.
Yeah, because Mayor Schertzer now, I mostly vote Republican, but I don't do it. I just look at the person and say somebody was a Republican running against him, and Mayor Schertzer been mayor three times. I think he's basically, for what I know, done a good job. So I would vote for him. I wouldn't vote for the Republican. You know, I don't know. It's just everybody, and everybody's trying to convince everybody else how to vote. I don't think people should talk about it. Just let the candidates get out there and put their message, and then everybody go vote. And you know, when I was growing up, you just kind of knew who was running for office. You didn't. It's just so much of it anymore. All these TV stations, 24/7, and sometimes you get tired of it. You almost don't want to vote anymore. But I guess they'll figure it out. So.
We'll see what happens. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh yeah, we will. Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour on this last day of February, 2023. 22823. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. That's the new way it's set up here. So give us a call. Do you have any thoughts on this whole situation with Bill Collins and Glenn Coble and a Democratic committeeman, and everything that went on last night here in Marion? Besides all the rain that we had yesterday and the tornado watches and warnings that got everybody stirred up yesterday, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or any thoughts on what Glenn Coble had to say or Bill Collins had to say, which we played here this morning. Those came up immediately following the hearing last night. Or again, what was to be the hearing? I don't know that we could exactly call it a hearing, because I don't think it got that far, because Mr. Frerich stood up, asked that it be dismissed, and then Mr. Dunstan withdrew his protest. After they pointed out the statute to him, which he said he already knew. You know, it was an interesting night. Let's put it that way. But phone lines are open if you have any thoughts on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think this is going to come up again once that May Republican primary is over? I don't know. I don't know if it'll come up again or not. I guess we'll find out. Now, has anybody else went and got their neighbor's pizza? You know, we gave away five neighbor's pizza last week, five large neighbor's pizzas. Now, we heard from Ted Jolliffe yesterday. We heard from Mary. No, we heard from Judy. And we heard from Trish. But we had not heard from Mary or Sarah. So if Mary or Sarah is out there and they had their neighbor's pizza, tell us how it was. 740-751-4038. Also, we gave away three root beer floats to Stewart's Root Beer. I believe that was Ryan, Mary, and Charlene. So if any of you guys went over and had your root beer float from Stewart's, let me know how that was. 740-751-4038. Do want to mention again that our friend Lee Dominey, who listens to this station quite a bit, called me last week. He had taken a fall at home, didn't break anything. He was in Marion General Hospital last week, but he told me he was going to be transferred to a rehab facility for about 20 days. And his issue was he wouldn't be able to listen to the station because he did not have a tablet or a laptop that he could listen to the station on while in this facility. So if somebody's got an old laptop or tablet that Lee could use, let me know, and I can give you his number, and hopefully we can work all that out. It would only be for about 20 days while he's in the rehab facility getting his legs back into shape. And we wish him all the best on that note. Now, we're going to continue with our trivia this morning because we do have Del Taco, a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, and we also have a Del Taco beanie. Now, everybody who was entered yesterday is going to remain entered. We had Pat and Judy and Charlene yesterday, so we are going to continue here for the next 4 minutes, and then we'll take the break. But the question was, now we'll go back to Family Feud here, and we'll hope the phones work out, because I think the phone should... If you get a busy signal, just keep calling back, and we shouldn't have any issue with the phones. Name something kids might do for their very first job. We have Taco Bell, fast food chain, and Wendy's. Now, I will tell you the other three answers are all restaurants. Does anybody know what they are? Name something kids might do for their very first job. 740-751-4038. We've got Taco Bell, fast food chain, and Wendy's. And the other three are all restaurants where you might have your very first job. 740-751-4038. And we are going to have a drawing for a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, as well as a Del Taco hat, a beanie hat that people might wear. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a Cook or Flip Burgers.
No flipping burgers on the list. No flipping burgers on the list here this morning. Name something a kid might do for their very first job. We've got Taco Bell, fast food chain, and Wendy's. Three answers left, and they are all restaurants. Does anybody know what these restaurants are? I guess you could call them restaurants or fast food chains. I think they both fall in that category. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something kids might do for their very first job. Taco Bell, fast food chain, Wendy's, and then what are the other three answers? The hint this morning is they are all either restaurants or fast food chains. Name something kids might do for their very first job. 740-751-4038. Now remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying in. Now, everybody who was entered yesterday, Pat, Judy 3 times, and Charlene 3 times, you're still in the competition because we did not do the drawing yesterday because we lost connection. But we are going to get this drawing done. I promise. We are going to get a $10 gift card to Del Taco and a Del Taco hat to somebody as soon as we can. Name something you might do for your very first job. Go ahead, caller.
I'll try Wendy's.
We got Wendy's. Wendy's was number 3. Wendy's was number 3 on the list. We got Taco Bell, fast food chain, and Wendy's. 3 other answers on the list, and you know what? We're going to break. So we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.